As we quieten to these services today, I will read for my text a familiar portion of the Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, from the beginning, verses 1 through 18. In Jesus' name. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee before him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen. There are you, girls and boys, who have come in great numbers to these summer services with your parents. And you have many of you have already lodged here, and you have met each other here at this service area. You have met your friends and pals here, and you have again been able to come to these summer services. I think of you, girls and boys. I especially think of you when I think of this text. For many of you, this is surely a very familiar text from Sunday school and from Bible class. That Sunday school, in Sunday school and in Bible class, you surely have paused around this same text and gone through it and discussed it. When I read this text, I'm sure for you girls and boys, and also you parents and older service guests, a picture was drawn for you, and a memory came from Bible class or Sunday school, where a picture has been drawn, or you have looked at a picture of a sheepfold, a sheep pasture that has a fence, where you can see the shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus. In this picture, there is also in this fenced-in area, there is a gate or a door, and there are sheep. Also in this picture, and often they are drawn, or they are in this picture. You can see that the largest amount of these sheep are inside the enclosed area, and there may have been also in this picture some sheep that is coming through the gate into the pasture, and the shepherd of the sheep has been calling that sheep. And perhaps in this picture there have been several sheep, others who are outside of this enclosed area, fenced in area, and there may have been that some sheep or some lamb or is trying to get out of this fenced in area. And perhaps in this picture there is a wolf spoken of in this text, or a robber or a thief or a hireling who one of these who is trying to get the sheep to come out of the enclosed area. This picture that we have drawn shows how rich this text is and how many things are in this text. And Jesus wanted to picture the kingdom of God on this earth through this parable in the Bible. Jesus used many parables to picture things and clarify things to the people. He wanted to tell them about the kingdom of God that has come nigh, that has approached them. And he said to repent and believe the gospel. He spoke of this central matter, how God has a kingdom on this earth through which God approaches mankind, calls people to be participators of his grace, to receive salvation. As we heard in this text, how if someone comes through the gate into the sheepfold, comes through the good shepherd and comes into that sheepfold, he will be saved. This is what Jesus wanted to picture to these people and speak to them about. And as we read, that the people did not understand the things which Jesus spoke to them. And so Jesus, when he noticed this, he again explained to them the same matter, and he went into detail explaining it. And he spoke and explained that that person who hears the voice of the Good Shepherd, he follows that Good Shepherd, and that Good Shepherd knows his own, and he knows his own sheep. Many times, I'm sure this is a very familiar matter to us all. We have heard, many times we have heard this said, that is the voice of the Good Shepherd heard here. And as we are here, we have come to these summer services. And now that we are here, I think that even into these services, when we have come, we quieten in our hearts and we have prayed to the Heavenly Father that here would be heard the voice of the Good Shepherd. This familiar and comforting voice of the Good Shepherd. And how Jesus wanted to speak to the people and to instruct them. This portion of the Word of God often comes to my mind when Jesus called the small children. There was then, surely as there is now in these services, girls and boys with their parents who had come to listen to Jesus. Jesus called those small children to come unto him. Even though the parents tried to keep them from going so that they would not disturb the others. But Jesus told them, let the children come unto me, for that is the kingdom of God is made up of children. These People who have a childlike mind are those true sheep of Jesus. And Jesus lovingly took them into his lap and blessed them. I think that for you girls and boys, if something got left in your mind of these services, it would be a dear memory that the Good Shepherd called you especially, called you and approached you, and the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ's blessing was refreshing your faith and strengthening it. And as we speak to the girls and boys, that we hope this could happen. I also hope that the parents would want to, according to the Word of God, come to be called by the Good Shepherd and come to be blessed by him, so that we older ones also could hear the voice of this Good Shepherd for our own hearts. Jesus spoke here that those who hear my voice, I think that this sermon and the many sermons that have been heard here in this service area and on the radio and through the internet, these sermons are heard well. We have good technology so that they can be heard far away. So it is possible and easy for us to hear these sermons with our own ears, which are kept here. But what does this mean here when Jesus speaks of those who hear his voice? This question comes to my mind. Is there some difference between hearing and hearing? And surely you, child of God, in your heart, you say in your heart that there is a difference. This same sermon can be for a child of God like the comforting and safe and refreshing voice of the Good Shepherd, that this is what I want to hear. This is what I want to believe. But can it happen in another way? Are there service guests here who say that, as we heard in the Bible, that I don't understand what they are speaking of, what is being spoken of here? It's like these words pass me by. Nothing is felt or opened in my heart. I feel nothing personally. there it may be that someone might feel like they don't want to hear this voice of the Good Shepherd, and to think that it is the Word of God. And this person may feel like they do not want to live and endeavor in this, in the way that is spoken of here. This is an important question. As the Jesus said in the Bible portion, that those who hear my voice and come through me shall be saved. If we think about that time that Jesus lived in, and at that time when he spoke of this parable, we are shown that he speaks of a conflict or a battle. What voice do these sheep hear, and who do they start to follow? Is there in our time a conflict, the same kind of conflict? And we can surely say that there are these kinds of conflicts. We do not have to search for it any further than within our own selves. We, each one of us, has experienced that we have temptations and things that entice us. And as I spoke of this picture in the beginning, that there are these sheep inside the enclosed area or in the pasture that are looking out and wondering if it would be better to leave from within this fold. Is this too strict or too cramped place? Is this too simple, this life here? This sheep might feel, or this person might think, that he wants to experience other things, wants to see what else there is in the world outside of this pasture. And here we may remember how Jesus spoke about the parable of the prodigal son, how that younger brother told his father that, give me that portion that belongs to me. And that boy left far into a foreign land where he lost all his possessions, all his money. But then, in that faraway land, he started remembering. He started feeling a longing in his heart for the home of his father, there where there was food, and there where there was the care of the Good Shepherd, which he was lacking far away in that foreign land. This voice, this effect of the voice of the Good Shepherd, is manifold. God does his work in this way. This is how he calls people. to become partakers of this grace. And we remember also of the parable that Jesus related, how one man had 100 sheep, 100 lambs, and one of them became lost. That man left the 99 lambs and set out to search for that one lamb who had become lost. He saw a lot of work and bother to search for that one lost lamb. And when he found that lost lamb, he led him back into that sheepfold. And what a great joy there was of this one who was able to come back, become, he was taken care of and brought back into the fold. In this way, we can see that God's grace is great and rich, and it wants to search for even one lamb who is lost so that he could find it and bring it back there, where there is safety. As Jesus speaks about that when someone goes out of this fold, the shepherd goes before and leads them to the green pastures. And the psalm speaks of this, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In this way, the grace of God can experience this. A child of God can experience this grace in his own heart. And I think of you, brother and sister, at these services today. You have been able to experience the comforting and safe guidance of the Good Shepherd. And in these services, we desire that we could, during these days, stop and rest at this fountain and receive strengthening and refreshment. Because our faith is tried in our everyday life. There we feel and experience often many temptations, many distresses. These are a part of our life, and we surely have experienced this and understand this, that each one of us in our own life has those situations and matters. That cause us to doubt the guidance of the Good Shepherd. We wonder, does God see us where we are in our everyday life, where we are wrestling with difficult matters, many types of difficult matters? But here in these services, where we have been able to be for several days amidst a large throng of people, we can, as if in a special way, be close to these promises, these grace promises of God. We can be in their midst, surrounded by them. And you, listeners of this word, you who are listening, who are not here at the service area, you who are at home, who may be very far away, you who may be on the other side of the world, listening through the internet to these services, hearing these sermons, you can, in the same way, listen to these sermons and be comforted and hear this voice of the Good Shepherd. It is heard. You can hear it at your own place of watching, wherever you may be, in whatever situation of life you may be in. You also can, in the same way, with the courage of the faith of your heart, you can receive this grace tiding into your own hearts, that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed all of our sins, and through the gospel of forgiveness, He has fulfilled all, so that we have permission. We can believe in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood, all our sins forgiven, unto peace, freedom, and joy. And how this gospel message is the bread of life and the water of life. It is this refreshing fountain and it is this green, fresh grass which is the strength and nourishment and refreshment for our souls. It is a good time that we live in, because we can freely hear the voice, and we can be proclaiming the voice of the Good Shepherd, and we can be believing it personally, and we can speak of it to our loved ones and to our friends and neighbors and to anyone who God has awakened to start searching for this grace for himself. We can speak of it to anyone who is searching for this comfort and this peace. We can give this gospel to them. As we heard here, there are thieves and there are hirelings who do not do any good for this sheepfold. They want to scatter them so that these sheep would not receive the correct food and refreshing drink. And they are not protecting the sheep from danger. As the Good Shepherd protects his sheep, Jesus in this Bible portion also speaks about how he is the true Good Shepherd who gives his life for his sheep. Could there be any greater love than to give your own life for your friends? This is what Jesus said, and how Jesus in this portion of the Bible spoke that he is the true Good Shepherd who does this for his sheep. And Jesus especially spoke of another matter, that he has other sheep who are not of this fold. And as the Bible says, them also I must bring, so they can hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Jesus especially spoke of this, and our prayer is surely during these services that as many as possible could have this happen. When we organize services, we want to organize it so that the children of God could come to them and become strengthened and refreshed in their endeavor and in their journey of faith. So that the faith of this day could continue, that we could be preserved in faith, but also that there, if there would be one soul who was searching, that he could come, be led into this same sheepfold. It is one voice, which is that correct voice which is calling into this, is directing into this sheepfold and calling to come. Jesus spoke in our text of this, that he who comes into the sheepfold through the door is the shepherd. And a child of God has the same rights as the shepherd. A child of God can be calling another one into the fold. But because of our own weakness and lack of faith, we do not always dare to speak to others about our faith, which we have personally received. But to a person who is timid, it would be a child of God may feel that they are too weak or too poor, and somebody, if we have to talk to someone who seems to be very strong in their own faith and knows a lot of the scriptures and has much knowledge of the Bible, then a child of God may feel like they do not know how to speak to that kind of person, that they do not have enough words or enough knowledge of the Bible. But this should not stop us from speaking. We should encourage ourselves to at least to ask a person to come to services, to come to hear the sermon of the children of God. And it is possible for us to we could give them some of the books that have been printed so that they could read them and become familiar with our faith. God has many ways in which He can call a person. We can be bold and use these different ways. And we should remember that it is enough that we can talk about how we ourselves have believed and how we ourselves have found the kingdom of God and what the kingdom of God means to me and what I have received from it. And what my own endeavor of faith is in this kingdom. And this can be something that touches another person. And God is the one who is affecting how the other person, if the other person is receptive or not. It is God's work. And we can see in the story of Nicodemus, he did not understand how he could be born again. and we can leave it in God's hands, that God is the one who blesses the word and gives the words to a believer. And so even as we have examined this text, we can believe in our own hearts that God's word is wanting to encourage us, that it pays to endeavor in this kingdom, and it does not pay to throw away your faith, but always renew those promises. And how here this grace of the gospel is in our midst. It is present here. You can, brother and sister, comfortingly remain believing all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this way, you can, on this first day of these services, rejoice in this joy and I myself want to remain under this blessing. Can I also believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe with you. And as I spoke to you, girls and boys, I want to especially proclaim to you, believe your own sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus and in his atoning blood. Believe all your sins forgiven unto the peace, freedom, and joy of your soul. In Jesus' name, amen.